First things first, though, they broke the news a couple days ago, and both Alcoa and Maryville, prouder than Peacocks, they're going to be on ESPN2 for their annual classic, which is a hard sellout. Was last year in our area, did UT sports ratings in the local area. And I believe they played the game last year on Thursday night. This year they're going to play the game on a Sunday afternoon. We're live today here at your Pilot Food Mart here in beautiful Rocky Hill. George Quarles, head coach at Maryville, now joining us on the show. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
Coach, always a pleasure to talk with you. And tell me how this whole thing came about, you guys and this game on ESPN.
They approached us last year, and we had already signed up with Mark Packer and WVLT, so we, you know, just felt obligated to that. And Mark was great. He tried to work it out where they could broadcast the game last year, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And then they contacted us again this past February, and we had the choice of either going to ESPNU on, you know, a day or ESPN2, and you know, we ended up going with ESPN2, and which is on a Sunday, which I know is a little bit controversial, but you know, our local people have been really cooperative, and you know, in making that work for our kids and our families and our community. So that's kind of how it went. We just felt like it was too good of an opportunity to pass up, and you know, kind of a once in a lifetime deal for these kids.
You know, and count me in the camp that's sort of a traditionalist, George, and I said so yesterday. And I said I have the utmost respect for you and the highest regard for you as a coach and a person. And, you know, when folks throw their Maryville cheap shots out there, I only pile on a little bit, George. I want you to know that. I don't go full-throated, so I want you to know that. But in this instance, George, when you – did you guys think – before you did this, the ESPNU option, for instance, when was that? When was the game going to be if it would have been on ESPNU?
I'm not positive on this, but I'm pretty sure it was a Saturday, Saturday afternoon, maybe at like 4 o'clock or something like that. And then, of course, the Sunday was ESPN2, and we know someone who works for ESPN. They said, if you get the job, the opportunity to go ESPN2, that's the route you need to go. It's just better exposure for your community. You know, it's more viewership, just better quality than the ESPNU picture. They're both great, but he said ESPN2 was better. So that was kind of what our people making that decision went with.
What's been the blowback so far from the community? If you had people like me saying, hey, high school football on Sunday, come on, which is my stance, George, I'll be honest with you, that's my stance. I'm a traditionalist, though.
And I understand that, and I would probably lean more towards you. Football, especially high school football, needs to be played on Friday night. This was just that rare situation where we had an opportunity to do something that, you know, no one had ever done around here, and we certainly had never done it. And we've had, for the most part, very, very positive comments, but we've had a little bit of negative, especially on the Sunday issue, you know, because here in the South, you know, people in Maryville and Alcoa, people go to church on Sunday morning. And I'm right there with them. And our local churches have been great about providing, you know, alternate times, whether it's Saturday evening or Sunday evening or an early service on Sunday morning, to accommodate those people who wanted to go to the game. And then there's some people that in some of the churches have said, you know, we're not changing anything. We're going to have our church time when we normally have our church time. And if you want to go to the game after that, then fine. And like I said, I understand both sides of it, and I respect anyone's opinion, that they have, you know, on this issue.
I guess one other concern of mine while we're on the subject is just the over, I don't know if I want to say the term is commercialization, but professionalization of high school sports in recent years. Does that concern you, that television's now getting involved in this, setting dates, times, that sort of thing?
Sure, and I understand that concern also. I think one of the things I think is really important for high school football is it's about communities. And in this case, you have two communities that play an annual game, and it's a big game. It's an important game for both communities. They've asked us to move it to Sunday, and we obliged them this time. The part, I guess, that bothers me on some of the high school stuff is, you know, where, let's say, Maryville would go to somewhere in Texas to play a game, or to California. You know, that's the part that I disagree with, because there you're losing the community feel that you normally get on a Friday night.
Are you guys going to do that at all? It was talked about that you were going to play some intersectional, I don't even know if the term's intersectional,
right,
but some regional type football games. When you got involved, I guess, with that shoe contract, is that still the
right
plan for you guys?
No, I don't think so. You know, that was never one of our, you know, they've never told us we had to do that. And I would prefer not to. So far, we've not had problem scheduling games. You know, in our district, the way it is right now, we have 7 district games, and of course we play the Alcoa. Oak Ridge has wanted to play us, and then we've done the kickoff classic, the Airport Motor Mile kickoff classic the last 2 years. So we've not had the need to go outside our area to find a game. It may at some point get to that point where we can't find a game, and then you look at those things. But I personally have no interest in going to another state to play another team unless we just have to find a game.
Hey, George, folks I know that really watch high school football closely, whose opinion I respect, they tell me you guys are a little down this year, that you've lost some people. Are you down, George? Is Maryville down?
I don't know if we're down. We did lose some good players, certainly on the offensive line. When you lose, you know, Jay Guillermo and Brandon Guy and those guys who were, you know, all-state type players, and you lose Patton Robinette and linebackers like Nathan Miranda and Jacob West, you know, we're down in those areas a little bit. But I think, you know, our kids continue to surprise me, and they refuse to believe that they're down or that they're not going to be as good as they were last year. And that's the beauty of high school football, is every year you have kids that grow up a year, they get a year older, and they get better. And so you never know. And that's going to be an interesting thing, and that's what I was kidding somebody is, you know, here we are, we're going to throw ourselves out there on ESPN and, you know, and take a chance of, you know, embarrassing ourselves. But I'll take our chances with our kids. They go out and compete every week, and I know they've worked really hard this summer, and we'll find out shortly.
Is this going to be kind of a joint spotlight game, too, the way the game's presented, both Maryville and Alcoa, with a joint spotlight on both programs?
Yes, and not just the programs, but both communities. One of the advantages of going with ESPN2 was you got more a community spotlight, both on the schools and the communities. And I'm not sure of the time. You know, maybe it's a 5-minute segment for both schools, something like that, where the directors of schools and the principals, they'll get to be interviewed at some points. And I think that was a selling point also, is, you know, both communities, both schools will get to be in the spotlight.
You know, when I was asking you about being down before, I was sort of being facetious. You guys are never down, George. Come on. And with your ability and your staff, you guys are never down.
Well, we've found a way in the last few years. Like I said, we lost quite a few players, especially on the offensive line. That's an area of concern. And at linebacker,
yeah,
we lost some good ones. But like I said, our kids are very resilient. They believe they're going to be good. That's a big part of it. We're not going to tell them any different.
George, I've told you this in the past, but, you know, I think the mark of somebody who does what you do is when I talk to your peers, and there's no cameras, and there's no microphone, and there's no nothing, and they say, George Quarles is a stand-up guy who cares about his kids, cares about his community, cares about his family, he's a person of integrity, And that's what they say about you, George. So I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Let God use you. I will disagree with you guys playing Sunday at noon, but that will be me. But I do appreciate you coming on. Anything else you care to add today on the way out?
No, and I understand. First time I told my parents that that game might be on Sunday, my dad thought I was kidding. And I said, no, it really might be on Sunday. And but that's, you know, a decision that we made. And, you know, I'm very appreciative of the people who have helped make that happen. And hopefully it'll work out okay for us. But I understand all the people who are, you know, kind of against this or don't understand it.
George, thank you. Hope you have a great day, man.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. The great George Quarles joining us one more time.